it can be really hard to stop. Sometimes it can be really hard to stop. I don't know about you, but when I'm here, you know, in the office, working, answering emails, whatever, doing all kinds of tasks, and somebody comes by my office, it's really easy to say, just hold on a second, I just gotta finish this one thing, or let me get one more thing done. It's hard to stop to be present to that person. Or maybe when I'm on the road, when I'm driving somewhere, I have a long drive to get somewhere, I tend to do whatever it takes and sometimes go to great discomfort to not stop until I get to my final destination. I just want to get there. I don't want to stop. Some kids maybe that are here when you're at a friend's house, or maybe you're at your aunt and uncle's house, your grandparents' house, you're playing with your friends, with your cousins, and your parents come and they tell you, we gotta go. You don't want to stop, right? You just want to keep playing. You want to keep hanging out with your friends. And maybe even in life, you've experienced this. You have a vacation coming up, and you're working super hard all throughout the weeks, and then it's like you got vacation, and now it's like, oh yeah, vacation, like, what do? We have to do more stuff. We have to plan more, because it's hard to stop, right, doing what we have coming up. I just was on retreat, on an 8-day silent retreat, and I like showed up to retreat, and my director is like, you gotta slow down, man. You gotta go stare at a tree for an hour to like decompress. But all these things are ways in which it's hard for us to stop what we're doing. In the Gospel of Mark, the gospel that we're reading from, the gospel written by Mark, Jesus is constantly on the move. He's constantly going from one town to the next, from one group of people to the next. It's constantly talking about this motion of Jesus, and Mark loves to use the word immediately. Immediately, he says that all the time throughout the gospel, indicating this urgency, the sense that Jesus is going somewhere. Where is Jesus going? Well, ultimately, he's going to Jerusalem to be killed. Jesus is going to complete his mission of the salvation of the whole human race, the entire world, by making it to Jerusalem. And in fact, that happens immediately following this passage. This is the end of the 10th chapter. In the 11th chapter, Jesus arrives. It's Palm Sunday. Jesus walks into rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. And so Jesus is, he's on this journey. And then we read this gospel today of blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus sitting on the roadside, cast off by society, lonely, ignored. But Bartimaeus has heard about Jesus. He's heard that this Jesus can heal people, that he's made the paralyzed people able to walk, that he's maybe even given sight to the blind, that he's cleansed lepers. And so he calls out. Bartimaeus calls out. And even when the people try to say, you know, get down, like, shut up, he calls out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. And then something amazing happens. It's the only time that this happens in Mark's gospel. The only time in this gospel where Jesus is constantly going from one place to the next. It's an easy thing to miss in today's gospel. It says, Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped because he heard this cry of this man. And even this close to Jerusalem, Jesus, even this close to finishing his mission, says it's worth it to stop and talk to this man, to heal this man. And so, of course, Jesus stops and he says, call him. The people call Bartimaeus up. Jesus asks, what do you want me to do for you? And of course, he wants to see. He's blind. Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Go your own way. And then immediately, again, it says immediately, we get back into that cycle of Jesus moving. Immediately, Bartimaeus got up and followed him on the way. Bartimaeus becomes a follower of Jesus. He becomes a disciple. But that point that I want to really drive home here is this: Jesus stopped. He stopped for Bartimaeus. And in our busy, crazy lives, Jesus always, always will stop for us. Nothing is ever too busy in Jesus' life to not pay attention to us. He never has too full of a plate. He's always there listening to us, waiting for us to return to him. So Jesus will always stop for us. But the question that I have for all of you this morning is, will you stop for him? Will you stop for Jesus? Right? I talked about all those things in the beginning, doing work, on a trip, going on vacation. It's hard to stop what we're doing. It's hard to stop to recognize Jesus. But if we don't, well, then we just blow by him all the time. Jesus will always stop for us, but will we stop for him? Different ways that you can do this. This church, thanks be to God, it's open like all the time. Every day of the week, this place is open, a place where you can come, stop what you're doing, come and spend some time with Jesus. We have a number of Eucharistic holy hours with adoration, times when you can come and just be present. You don't have to do anything in that time. And if those things are maybe too radical for you, just consider your day. Consider the work that you do, the people that you take care of. How can you stop throughout your day and just meet the Lord? So you're about to do some work, you're about to open your laptop. Just simply say a prayer, Jesus, I'm about to open my laptop. I'm about to do some work on my computer. Just be with me in that. Or Jesus, I'm about to change this diaper. Like, help me change the diaper. Or Jesus, I'm about to start this assignment for school. I'm about to apply for college. Be with me while I do that. To pause, to take a moment, to just recognize that Jesus is with you, that he's always there, never too busy to hear what you have to say. The good news is that no matter what's going on in your lives, no matter how frenetically you go about your day-to-day life, you've taken the right step in being here this morning. Because each and every Sunday, we stop whatever we're doing to offer a moment to the Lord. And in a beautiful way, when the Eucharist is elevated at Mass, it's like time stops. The sacrifice is renewed in us. We recognize our salvation. In that moment, I pray that you all might have a deeper grace, a deeper sense of being able to stop in your own lives so that you might be able to turn and recognize the one who always stops for you.